The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined by Teo Basquiat. He's with our microphone in Bismarck in our studio there. And Teo is going to talk about an event that's coming up this Saturday at Harmon Lake, north of Mandan. It's a Think Outside program. Teo, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
We'll get into what this Think Outside event is going to be, but give us a little bit of your background first.
Oh, my background is professionally with the Humanities Council. I was a board chair, but spent 6 years with Humanities Council, and about 12 years here in Bismarck, associated with Bismarck State College as associate professor of philosophy and religion, and now I'm an adjunct philosophy and religion professor for them online.
And you're pursuing a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing at the University of Wyoming.
That's right.
Where you also work with Wyoming Public Radio, just so we can give kudos down the road there.
Keep it in the Prairie Public family, right?
Very good. Well, let's talk about Think Outside. What prompted this idea?
I think it comes from my love of the outdoors and adventures and feeling like North Dakota has all these incredible, beautiful places that I really wanted to invite people to come out and enjoy. And I wanted it to be more than just we're out camping or enjoying some kind of activity. I wanted to bring a little bit of my passion for conversation, discussion, ideas, and a partnership with the Humanities Council was a great fit.
So Think Outside this Saturday from 10 in the morning until 12:30 at Harmon Lake, north of Mandan. It's free for those people who want to take part. So describe to our listeners what will happen.
So we'll gather at 10 o'clock, and there's a little assignment that people should maybe take a gander at before they come out. It's reading an essay by Annie Dillard from her very classic book, Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. And it's the one short essay called Seeing. And we're going to spend just about an hour in small groups and large group discussion of what does she mean by seeing? What is she talking about in her adventures around Tinker Creek? And then, inspired by that discussion, I hope, head out onto the lake, either stand up paddleboarding or kayaking as people choose, and enjoy the afternoon and the beauty of Harmon Lake.
So do people bring their own paddle boards or kayaks, or do they provide it?
Either bring your own, or there's a little kiosk there that rents that equipment as well for people.
Now, your plans change. You originally were going to be going camping and kayaking along the Missouri River, but I guess the river wasn't accommodating.
Yeah, river had other plans for us. I'm sure that if we could make sure everyone was an expert kayaker, we were going to head up to Cross Ranch Friday night, have a campfire and discussion, and then do the river from that boat dock up there down into Bismarck here. And not only did Cross Ranch have to, you know, pull their permission or use of the boat dock, but I wasn't all that sure, you know, we would be able to get out of the river once we got down here. And didn't want to drive down to Pierce, South Dakota to bring somebody back out of the water, so...
So this was going to be a much longer event, I take it.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, hopefully next year, because there is quite a kayaking community here in Bismarck. So hope to draw people from Bismarck and around the region maybe for next year.
You mentioned you chaired the Humanities Council board for a few years. How did you pitch it?
How did I pitch it?
Pitch this idea. Think Outside.
Well, Brenna Gerhardt, the executive director, in her crafty ways, we put our heads together and actually brought the board out to Elkhorn Ranch last October and had them experience kind of a mini version of this. Just did the short hike into the ranch site and had a short presentation discussion. The board immediately saw the merits, you know, to their credit, like that this could be something pretty special that we could do in North Dakota for the public.
Well, who can participate?
This is for lifelong learners. So not for families necessarily. We don't have programming geared for, you know, younger children, but certainly like high school age all the way up through, you know, 90s, 100s, we'll take you.
How many can you accommodate?
There's no limit on this one.
Any sense of how many have signed up so far?
Because we just had to, you know, we were watching the river so closely, seeing if maybe it would cooperate. We just did the switch on Monday to Harmon Lake. So I have no idea at this point how many people have responded.
And how can people sign up or participate?
HumanitiesND.org. And we just like to, you know, it's free. So there's nothing that you have to, you know, pay or at the point of registering, but we would like to know who's coming up there, and there's also an important liability waiver that needs to be signed.
Because you aren't going on the water.
That's right.
Okay. Well, you've done this before. Can you kind of give us a sense of how people respond to these kinds of, you know, thinking out loud in some cases?
We've had such a fantastic experience with the events that we have done so far, and people, you know, that are attracted, I think they're maybe skeptical at first about like, oh, it's camping or it's being outside. And of course, it's been very warm. This past weekend, we went out to Elkhorn Ranch for the 2-night, 3-day kind of retreat. And on Saturday, it was 102 out there. So, you know, we had our adventure for sure. But the conversations have been so stimulating and engaging. I just couldn't ask for anything better so far. The participants easily become lifelong friends of mine. You know, it's that kind of bonding that I think can only take place in nature, you know. So they've been great. And, you know, we have not only the Harmon Lake event, but we have two shorter events in the East coming up the last weekend of July. And that's July 28th in the Pemina Gorge. Day hike in the afternoon, and then we have another one on Saturday or the 29th, Sunday, at Fort Ransom. So both of those are hiking and conversation kind of events in the afternoons.
And we've got a conversation coming up with a fellow with the Bismarck Larks, the general manager there, John Bullinger, and coincidentally, there's an event for Think Outside that is actually at the ballpark on Sunday, July 29th. They'll be talking about the Negro League ball players and the civil rights movement. What was the connection and unintended consequences? Because Bismarck actually has a history in that regard. So another Think Outside event as well.
That's right. We're really trying to get a number of different events in communities across the state. So I hope as more and more people, you know, come out and try these events, there might be some folks in various communities where we haven't been yet that might say, hey, we'd like to have one of these out at our wildlife refuge, or we have this neat little hiking trail that, you know, we think would be great for birding, and we can put them on the docket for the next time around.
Are you the person they should contact to pitch an idea to?
Certainly me, certainly anyone at the Humanities Council as well.
Teo Basquiat is with Think Outside. You're also written up as an adventurer, a trail runner, a bike packer, and scavenger. Would you like to elaborate on any of that?
I just have very much enjoy being outside, doing longer trips on some of the fantastic trails we have around the nation. Scavenging, my friends well known that I love to find treasures in dumpsters and put them to good use, creative reduce, maybe reuse. Maybe that's my artistic side coming out. So.
Now, when you teach philosophy, is there a particular area of philosophy that is of greater interest to you? I'm thinking of logic, ethics, those kinds of things.
So because I've taught with a community college, I've done, you know, more general introductions to those subjects, and I still do teach logic in a general philosophy course. But personally, I'm most interested in ancient Stoics, you know, the Marcus Aurelius, the Senecas, the people who were advocating philosophy as a path to wisdom, the path to a life well lived. And I think that's as good of explanation as I can come up with for my love for these Think Outside events, too. I just find that It connects us with our humanity, gives us a culture and a kind of a civilizing influence, interestingly, prepares us to live our day-to-day lives to the fullest.
Well, Teo Basquiat is leading a Think Outside group on Saturday. It starts at 10 in the morning, runs till 12:30 at Harmon Lake, north of Mandan. And if you'd like to find out more about it or sign up, go to humanitiesnd.org. There's no cost, but they'd like to know who you are. Teo, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.